Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
you doing this morning.
Yeah. Sun out beautiful today, Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
Bright.
How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? Good. Bright this morning. Yes, yesterday we were chilly. Today is a little warmer. Yes, so I don't know about you guys, but we get spoiled down here in Texas with warm weather. So when cooler temperatures come, it kind of throws us off a little bit. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. But we thank God this morning. He's blessed us with another day. Amen. Another morning, another chance to tell him thank you for our early morning rise. Another chance to start our day off with the Lord. Yes, sir. Like that song, the ring the bell. So that he didn't ring the bell. God had come. We're still dealing with that good news. Still dealing with that good news. Praise the Lord. Not to be before you too long this morning. Just put a little thought on your mind. Still over there in Luke. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Still in Luke, that second chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. We're gonna deal with Christ presented in the temple. Praise the Lord. And Simeon prophecies concerning Jesus. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, we're gonna jump right on in. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you this morning for our early morning arising. Thank you that you blessed us with another day. We bless us with another chance to reason in your word. And we say thank you, Father, another chance you've given us to come and commune with you. Oh, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And just so thankful, Father, for what you have given us and what you have presented to us and gave us an opportunity to really have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. For in the babe is life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're so thankful to be made partakers of this life and light in Jesus' name. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ring the bell. Emmanuel. Yes, Emmanuel has come. Make it known. God has so blessed. Make it known. Ring the bell. Make the announcement, if you will. Praise the Lord. Herein, continuation what we've been speaking on, that perfect gift, that good news. That perfect gift, that good news, that reason for the season, the reason why we celebrate, hallelujah, this month of December, hallelujah, our God, hallelujah, and Savior, hallelujah, set aside, hallelujah, and we talk about the entrance into this world, hallelujah. And we are made better ever since he came in. Praise the Lord. Luke, the second chapter, 21st verse, reads, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb. Praise the Lord. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. You see, our Lord Jesus, not born in sin and did not need mortification of a corrupt nature or that renewed unto holiness, which was signified by circumcision. This audience was, in his case, a pledge of his future perfect obedience to the whole law in the midst of suffering and temptation, even unto death for us. For us, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, another scripture tells us he didn't come to change the law, but to fulfill it, not to do away with the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to fulfill, and that's Christ's whole purpose for coming, hallelujah, that we may know life better, that we may partake, hallelujah, of this tree of life, hallelujah, that we may know salvation and accept and receive salvation, which is the very effects, saving us from the very effects of evil. Evil, hallelujah. This audience here, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the midst of suffering and even temptation, even unto death for us, at the end of 40 days, Mary went up to the temple to offer this appointed sacrifice for her purification, hallelujah. Joseph also presented the holy child, Jesus, because as a firstborn, he was to be presented to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord being presented to the Lord. Redeemed according to the law. Let us present our children. Hallelujah. He showed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays we go and we present our children to the Lord, and we call it a Christian, a sprinkling of the water and anointing them, hallelujah, hallelujah, until they can go and stand for themselves and say, I want to be baptized, hallelujah, hallelujah. We present our children back to the Lord, herein Joseph and Mary, hallelujah, presenting the Lord to the Lord, Lord, and redeeming according to the law. Hallelujah, seeking them to redeem them from sin and death and make them holy. That's what we do. We make them holy when we present our children. We make them holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. But our Lord, in this case, he was no need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he was fulfilling, hallelujah, laws. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As it is written in the law of the Lord, that every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. Excuse me. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was upon him, the same Spirit that provided for the support of Simeon's hope. This same Spirit provided for his joy. Those who would see Christ must go to his temple. Yes, Lord, we must If you want to know what God is, hallelujah, you can't find him on the job. If you can't find him in your home, hallelujah, there is a house that is erected unto him who is built upon the hollow ground. Hallelujah. His holy sanctuary. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death, for he had seen the Lord Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's a confession of his faith. That this child that he holds in his arms was the Savior. Salvation itself, the salvation of God's appointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He holds him in his arm as a dedication. Hallelujah. But it is the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just got a kind of glimpse of holding up Christ. Hallelujah. The same one, hallelujah, the same one that they will hold up in our hearts will hold us. Hallelujah. Waiting. Hallelujah. Waiting. Hallelujah. You wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll hold you. As you hold him, he holds you. Praise the Lord. This child that held his arms was the Savior. Hallelujah. He bids farewell to this world. How poor does this world look to him that after he, thank you, Lord, hold the Christ in his arms and salvation is in his view. Praise the Lord. He's confident. He's confident now. He's seen the Lord Christ. Hallelujah. And it's good for death of a good man. Hallelujah. He can depart now in peace because he has seen the Lord Christ. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not, for he had seen the Lord Christ. And here he holds in his arms the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents, both in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the light of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled. Joseph and his mother marveled at the things which were spoken of him. Simon blessed me. Said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rise again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let's look at this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At them being farewell, and he holds Christ in his arms, and he's seeing the salvation in his view, and and he's comfortable. Hallelujah. They would not see death until he seen the Lord Christ. But he's able, after he's seen the Lord Christ, he was able to part in peace. Hallelujah. In peace with death. Those that have welcomed Christ may welcome death. Joseph and Mary, they marveled at this as he blessed them. Hallelujah. Spoke this about this child. Simon, Simeon, showed them likewise what reason they had to rejoice with trembling. And Jesus, his doctrine and people are still spoken against. His truth and holiness are still denied and blasphemed. His preached word is still the touchstone of men's character. The secret good affection in the minds of some will be revealed by their embracing Christ. The secret corruption of others will be revealed by their enemies to Christ. Men will be judged by the thoughts of their hearts concerning Christ. Shall be a suffering Jesus. Hallelujah. But his mother shall suffer with him. Hallelujah. It was foretold, prophesied by Simeon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the nearness of her relationship and affection. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So beautiful when one is connected. So in such a close relationship, he let them know that you're going to be pierced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the attachment you have and you care for this. But this one is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel. It comes to set things, and Lord, it came to put things in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it because even though she had to experience pain even in her own soul, hallelujah, but he had to do it. He had to come and set things in order, and for that not, hallelujah, even they rejected the head, cornerstone, hallelujah, but she was going to be pierced in her own soul, hallelujah, when they hung him, hallelujah, when they beat him, when they talked about him, when they scorned him, hallelujah, when they spat upon him, when they slapped him, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm glad about it. It was for, hallelujah, the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against, hallelujah. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, was of a great age, had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And she, thank you, Lord. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jesus. That looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus here. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace God was upon him. See, there was much evil then in the church, Yet God left not himself without witness. Hannah was dwelt in, or at least attended at, the temple. She was always in a praying spirit, gave herself to prayer, and in all things she served God. Those to whom Christ is made known have great reason to thank the Lord. She taught others concerning him. Hallelujah. Let the example of the saint here, Simeon and Anna, gave courage to those whose heads are like they're a crown of glory being found in the way of righteousness. Lips soon to be silent in the grave, hallelujah, should be showing forth the praise of their Redeemer. In all things it become Christ to be made like unto his brethren. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord for this. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon them. Here he is, here he is, here he is. Hallelujah. The presentation, the Christ being presented in the temple, and then Simeon's prophecy concerning Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what I have for you this morning. Hallelujah. And even Anna prophesying concerning him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we still talk about Jesus this day and time? Do we still talk about him? This is good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we still, hallelujah, wanting him to be master, ruler of our hearts? Hallelujah. The best gift ever. I hear you, Amy. The best gift ever. The best Christmas gift. Jesus brings peace and forgiveness to others. Mm-hmm. The best gift ever. Jesus brings peace and forgiveness to others. Oh, hallelujah. And Peter 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Yes, Lord, the hope that you have. This is the best gift ever. Jesus, remembering the wrapping, remembering the wrapping, Jesus made himself of no reputation, coming in the likeness of men, Philippians 2:7. Don't disregard the wrapping of the best Christmas gift of all. Disregard the wrapping of the best Christmas gift of all. He chose to wrap himself in the likeness of man. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He chose to wrap himself in the likeness of man, Philippians 2:7. Thank you, Lord. So why is the wrapping so important? Because being like us is no stranger to our struggle. Yes, sir. Being like us is no stranger to our struggle. Oh, hallelujah. The best gift ever, remembering the rapping and the drummer boy. The drummer boy, your little is a lot when you give your all. Yes, your little is a lot when you give your all. The all to him. Oh, because sin have left a crimson stain, but he washed it. Hallelujah, it all away. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put all he had to live on. Luke 21:3-4. Probably all the drummer boy had was his little drum. Yeah. And all the poor widow had were her two coins. But the God they worship was worthy of their all. He is worthy of our all as well, having given his all for us. Thank you, Jesus. All to Jesus. I surrender all, hallelujah, to him freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his present daily life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the best gift ever, remembering the rapping and also the drummer boy. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Hallelujah. God keep you. It's our prayer. Now we down at a time. If there be one that wants prayer or want to push the one button and say thank you to the Lord for the gift, for the good news. Hallelujah. Maybe God have blessed you and you just want to tell him. Praise the Lord. Now the time. Maybe if there would be one. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Indeed, glad to be with you. Another blessed day. Appreciate the word of God again, Brother Harry. So blessed to have you with us, to have you give us the word. And Brother Eric, absolutely, truly appreciate you. I heard Monty tell a young man by the name of Dog yesterday. She said, Dog, she said, I'm going to give you your flowers while you can smell them. We have such a tendency to give each one of us, we like to give flowers to the dead. The Bible said that the dead bury the dead. We want to give you flowers while you can smell them. We want to truly tell you we appreciate you stepping in on what you do.
Man, God bless you.
Love your fun. We truly enjoy the word. We want to, in the prayer this morning, we want to put out a petition for my brother. They call it Mudbone Big Eddie. Another brother of ours, Big Mark, is both stricken with something. We don't know exactly what, but they're in the hospital. We want to ask the Lord to deliver them this morning. We know that God is able, and he will.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to say anything else. We know that he's able and that he can. And we've said enough when we say that. So we want to keep them in prayer this morning, Big Eddie and Brother Mark. For some reason, been sent to the hospital with some sickness, illness. I heard Big Eddie say last night that they're going to run some more tests today. I'm here to let him know that God has already done the test.
Mm-hmm.
They can come back positive if the Lord says so. They can come back negative if the Lord says so. So we're just going to ask God and in prayer this morning to touch those brothers, if you will.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. There'll be another. Praise the Lord. We got one prayer request. Hallelujah.
Remember, if they know like we know, they would hit the one button and come in, but they trying not to talk so much today. Y'all want me to get started. I don't have shift up and stop. The name of Jesus. I tell them all the time, brother, when you love the Lord, it's easy to talk about it.
It's easy.
You want to talk about it when you love the Lord. It's you want to. Actually, speak. As you said, the wedding vows, speak now, forever hold your peace. They know like I don't even speak now because it's so easy to talk about a man we call Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I got off my yesterday's high to get on the new house, my high from yesterday. Beautiful service. Boy, yesterday evening, I'm still stuck.
Thank you, Lord.
Still stuck.
Thank you, Lord.
Double enough to believe in it. I really am. Double enough to believe in his word.
I found that when you thank him for what he has done, you set yourself up for a blessing, what he will do for you.
Amen.
When you be thankful for and content with the situation that you are in. Setting yourself up for a blessing.
For a blessing.
Yes, sir. You know, I give you a carnal illustration, and those that walking with the Lord will understand what I'm talking about. When we as parents try to do the best that we can for our children, hallelujah, and then the best that we give, you know, only goes so far. But when they show thankful, that they're thankful for what we're able to do for them,
what you're able to do,
how much, and it moves us in our heart, hallelujah, to want to do more for them. So we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. I understand. There's a scripture that says, his thoughts are high beyond our thoughts. But, we remind him, hallelujah, when we try to walk like him. When we try to talk like him. Hallelujah. Like him. And in that, you're setting yourself up, hallelujah, for a blessing. You said, when you say, God, I thank you. It might not look like what I want it to look like, but God, in spite of what it looks like, I still thank you.
Thank you.
And watch him give you your heart's desire. Hallelujah.
Yes,
watch him make a way out of no way. Hallelujah.
No way.
Watch him turn that midnight into day. Watch him go, hallelujah, let you go from suffering, hallelujah, to serenity, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, from being blessed and highly favored to higher blessings and higher favor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Shall
you for
thank
his goodness.
You. Yes.
For his mercy,
for
I don't know about you, but I need his mercy. I need his grace.
Yes.
I need his love. I need his forgiveness. I need him.
Yes.
A closer walk with him.
Don't even want to try to make it without him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I need him.
Don't even want to try.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you own that, Brother Rand.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, Randy, you open.
Amen. Morning, my brother.
Good morning.
He might be doing a deep talking on mute.
hey, but then I do it in a heartbeat, morning. Sometimes I catch myself calling myself, taking the phone off me to be putting it on mute. And be talking away. I look at why I don't hear nobody. Look at I done put the phone on mute. My brother,
he might have
clicked
over.
Yeah. Praise
the Lord.
In the
name
of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great privilege, Brother Henry. It's an honor to be able to tell God, thank you. It's a privilege.
Yes, sir.
You just said so much.
Yes, sir.
Like Brother just said, even in your trials and tribulations, you tell him thank you. Because if you truly in God, he said, if I abide in you and you in me, when you're going through your trials and tribulations, you're only being set up for a big comeback. That's all.
Yes,
the Lord is just showing mankind through you that even at your worst of times, I can still bless you. And I will
bless you. Mm-hmm.
I'll still bless you. There's a young man, Rev, said, can you let my brother just dip his finger in the pool and put a drop of water on my tongue? If he didn't believe the living, they surely won't believe the dead. See, the Lord was in the blessing business at the time. He was resting in God's bosom. He was in the blessing business. They didn't want to believe him. God blessed like that. He just that type of God. All you gotta do is just align yourself up with. I say it all the time, just align yourself up with the word and let the word work on you and watch how God will work for you, through you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do it. That's what I love about my God, that he wants to bless mankind. He loves us so much. He shut up heaven and wouldn't even talk to us for a long, long time. And he couldn't even stand himself. He said, I need my bride back. I'm going to prepare a body to go down there and bring him back to me in the name of Jesus. God loves you. He loves you, sister, brother. He truly loves you. For those that don't believe you, let me just try it. Just try it. That's all you got to do. Just try it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. You hear us again, brothers and sisters. We worshiping and we praising and we good
praise the Lord.
Being of courage.
Yeah.
My God, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any good?
I'm just waving my hand this morning, Rev. Trained this morning by yourself.
Praise the Lord.
And in spirit, man, you know, I was there. Just, you know, I heard brother.
Praise the Lord.
You up by your head, man. You know, it takes a lot to get up and do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Every morning.
Every morning. It's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, but it always seems like something is tugging you this way to the left,
mm-hmm.
pulling you that way
yes,
to the right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, but once you open up that word of God and get into word and get into
the soothe the soul, don't it? Soothe the soul.
Yo,
thank you, Lord.
Thing just works out just right, Red.
Praise
the Lord. So I just want to see your flowers while you're here, man. Praise be to God. We're thankful
God
for
bless you.
We're thankful
God
for
rest
of you. Well, I ain't heard
yes,
from my brother Carl, but we're thankful for y'all that y'all put it this time to the side to serve
amen.
God.
Amen. Feed my sheep. So he said it, we're ready to feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Feed my sheep.
That's what I got, brothers and sisters. I just waving my hands, letting everybody know that we still here. We still here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This ministry has been going for quite a while. They didn't think we were going to be the first couple days. Well, this will be the second year, Warner Brothers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I already had a new year. Amen.
It's
still going.
My God.
And like Romero said, had no one asked or assisted on the payment yet. We know this time got to be paid for. And no one asked yet. Can you send a donation? God is still good. I hear my brother say, it truly is. It's a big sacrifice to get up every morning, 5 days a week, to declare the word of God to mankind. But you know what it makes me think of when I look at that? I think about the biggest sacrifice ever gave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Brother D, I want to play something random. It just it come up when he said that.
Amen.
Nah.
If I couldn't say one word, if I kept me out of danger when danger was around me. Couldn't say one word. If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just
wave
my hand.
I'm talking about.
That was for you, Rand. That was for you, for me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful.
That was a beautiful song. True song.
Yes, sir.
Say what it was.
Yeah, you've
been good to me.
Yeah.
You say you've been good to me, though.
Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord.
You've been so good to me. If I could say one word, it says a lot. That's funny. That's funny how it says a whole lot without saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say a word. I just wait.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise him.
Yeah.
Praising him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
I just raised my hand. Yeah. Your mouth may say too much. When I say it may say too much, you may make a vow that you can't keep. But if you just raise your hand and wave it unto the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Look
to the hills.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Look to the hills.
Praise
the
Lord. We got one prayer request. We got a prayer request from Brother D for Brother Mark and Big Eddie.
Yes, Lord.
Will there be another? There be another before we pray. Hallelujah. Let God continue to have his way. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Man, my Jesus. Praise the Lord. I go ahead and thank God for what he has done for us today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray, Father God in heaven. Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, come, Father, with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful that you're allowing us to receive your great mercy and your love. Hallelujah. Your mercy and your grace that you show abundantly to us. We are thankful, Father. Thank you, Father God, for you entrusting us with, hallelujah, love. Hallelujah. Prayer. Hallelujah. That we may practice on loving one another and we may communicate with you in prayer. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you allowing us to come to you with open hearts and bow down heads and, oh, Father, willing spirits, Father, to just tell you thank you. And we would have a request upon our hearts and you would heal those. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's those standing in the need of a healing. Those that are standing in need of a spiritual blessing, we ask that you give that, Father. Look upon the hearts of those, your people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you may read the heart and give them, if it be thy will, the heart's desire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we have, hallelujah, two specific loved ones that lift up to you, Father God, that in the request of Brother D. Hallelujah. Those that are been taken to the hospital, we ask that your healing hand, your covering hand, Father God, would heal if it be thy will. Hallelujah. Look upon the situation, and we ask you give attention to it. Father God, take it up in thine hands, in thy care, we ask that this is of you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God. We just want to tell you thank you, Father God, for an opportunity that we can talk to you, Father God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. One-on-one, collectively, corporately, yes. Father God, you've given us this opportunity that we may look unto you when we've done all that we can do, Father. Hallelujah. Yes. We surrender. We surrender. We open up, Father, and ask you to have your way. Touch whom you will. Set free whom you will. Have your way, Father God. Let your healing hand, if it be thy will, cover, touch, strengthen, guide. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Give the knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it be thy will, give a good report. In Jesus' name, let them come back and say that you have already blessed in the name of Jesus. We pray for all connects, all of your children. We pray, Father God. Oh, pray for the Brother Willie Dog Show, Father God. Continue to bless that ministry. We pray for God's plan. Continue to bless this ministry and every ministry that is in the name of Jesus that you're so, hallelujah, ordained. Bless him. Hallelujah. Give it life. Hallelujah. Give it strength and bless us to be good followers. Hallelujah. Bless us to be vessels that you would be pleased with in the name of Jesus. Bless your Reverend Bradway. He made us and bless him on his job, Father God. Continue to bless yes. And Martha that you so given to us. We say thank you for that wonderful gift. Continue to give her what she needs to be more pleasing in thy sight, a vessel made for you. Hallelujah. We say, and her daughter as well. Bless her. Give her the strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless her. The assignment that you give her. In Jesus' name. Bless Brother Nutty. Continue to bless him. Hallelujah. That he may be a blessing. Help us all, Father God, as we walk the way that you would want us to walk. Bless Brother D, Brother Tim. Hallelujah. Sister Mary, yeah. Sister Fan. Hallelujah. Brother Willie Dog, and all those children. Hallelujah. That lift and look unto you, that lift you up in their hearts, trying to show a dying world that you yet live. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the matchless Lamb of God, our Savior. In the name of the good news, the gift, the wonderful yes. Counselor, the mighty yes. God, Prince of Peace, our Lord and our Savior, matchless Ruler, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, for the baby. You allowed to come to this world wrapped in swaddling clothes. You allowed, hallelujah, to him to gain strength, hallelujah, and wax cold, hallelujah, wax in the heart of the people. A strong fire will burn, hallelujah, within, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. These and other blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Oh, continue to commune with us, Father. Be in attendance with us, Father. Never leave us, but stay with us, Father God, in Jesus' name. The prayer. We ask you to hear our prayer, Father God. And grant it if it be thy will, thy peace in Jesus' name. We do pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have you made a way?